Welcome to Nick's podcast, The Insanity of God. We pray that God will bless you in what you're about to hear.
I guess when we got there, I had some trust in human nature. And I had some trust that government works, either local government or government imposed from the outside, like through the U.S. military. And I had some hope that even the United Nations knew what they were doing. And part of what I lost in Somalia was early on in Hargeisa was my own professional identity that I lost, being a father and a husband and no longer could be a missionary because missionaries weren't allowed in and there's no pastor and all of that. And God had to remind me, now for the first time in your life, are you really in Christ? If somebody asked you who you are you going to say first, I'm a husband or I'm a father or I'm a missionary? But have you been so pared down, so boiled down, that now you can say, I belong to Jesus before anything else? That's what happened to me in Hargeisa. But I had to lose everything that I was sort of internally. And in Mogadishu, I lost everything that I believed in externally. And coming out of that mess of Restore Hope and, you know, putting prices on General Ideed's head, and then he would put a price on General Howell's head, and just watching all the nonsense that went on and the waste, I mean, the unbelievable waste. We were paying, $300 a month for a compound with guards and everything and trucks. And once the United Nations come in, we go to $10,000 to $15,000 a month. And your expenses just go out. So you can't stay there without the support of the United Nations. And everything is so inflated that after Somalia ceases being the flavor of the week and the world moves on, you know, and CNN or Fox News or whatever decides is the new flavor of the week, then you have to, or many organizations do, they just follow the money. And they go from Somalia to Sudan to Kosovo to Afghanistan to Iraq. And the thing that I learned that hurt me deeply was that secular media, you know, it's whoever comes in from the secular side, that's who's setting the agenda for the church. When CNN came into Somalia, we'd already been working there for a year, and all of a sudden when the Western world saw these starving children, they had to rush to give millions of dollars, no, $4 billion to the Somali cause. And Ruth and I began to receive from believers from all over the world who would by rumor hear about our work, we would receive maybe $10,000 a month in special gifts. A church in Rome, people in Germany, believers in Russia. It was just amazing how this trail of money, and we would make it into a package of checks and money orders and cash and send it to our home office so there would be accountability for it.
Thanks for listening. If you want to know more about our ministry, just go to nickripkin.com.